Whether it's a salad, a hamburger, or that egg sandwich you eat every morning, the way your meal gets made has an impact. The What You're Eating podcast wants to help you understand how your food gets to your plate. Join host Jerusha Klemper as she uncovers the problems with the industrial food system and how you can overcome them. From practical conversations with farmers and chefs to discussions with policy experts on the barriers to sustainability, Food Prints podcast doesn't just cover what you're eating, it covers everything from the why to the how. Listen and subscribe to What You're Eating at foodprint.org/whatyoureeating or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome back to the NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Pete Sweeney. Congratulations on making it to the middle of your work week. It's Wednesday, September 15th. Let's kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. San Francisco 49ers running back Raheem Mostert announced he will miss the rest of the 2021 season as he has chosen to have cartilage repair surgery to his knee, a six-month recovery. The back suffered the injury during San Francisco's 41-33 win over the Detroit Lions on Sunday. The worst news, he is set to become a free agent in 2022. So San Francisco placed both Mostert and cornerback Jason Verrett, who suffered a torn ACL, on injured reserve. With a need for another running back on the roster, San Francisco signed former Detroit Lions running back Kerryon Johnson to their practice squad. We have a handful of New Orleans updates, so stay with me here. First, there are COVID-19 issues as the Saints are dealing with multiple positive cases, as first reported by NFL Network. The outbreak includes six assistant coaches and a team nutritionist who were all vaccinated. Oddly enough, wide receiver Michael Thomas, you remember that name, Thomas also tested positive and was thus placed on the reserve COVID-19 list on Tuesday. Thomas is currently on the physically unable to perform list, recovering from off-season ankle surgery. With the Saints needing a center, as Eric McCoy is said to miss potentially 6 to 7 weeks with the calf strain, they went out and got a familiar face to the Kansas City Chiefs, the center from their Super Bowl championship team, Austin Ryder. New Orleans added him to the practice squad, but he is expected to be elevated on game day. Moving on, Saints quarterback Marshon Lattimore had surgery on Tuesday to repair a chipped bone in his thumb, so he is week to week. And finally, in New Orleans camp, veteran wide receiver Kenny Stills is back to the Saints on their practice squad. Remember, Tre'Quan Smith is currently on IR trying to recover from a hamstring injury. And let's finish your Wednesday with some quick updates. It remains unclear if New York Giants tight end Evan Ingram will play Thursday night against the Washington football team after he did not practice because of that lingering calf injury. Running back Saquon Barkley was limited on Tuesday. Meanwhile, on Sunday, running back Ronald Jones is in line to start for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So go ahead and fade regular season Lenny. The New York Jets officially placed left tackle Mekhi Becton, who has a dislocated kneecap, on injured reserve. Safety LaMarcus Joyner, linebacker Blake Cashman, and punter Braden Mann were also added to the Jets' IR. With Mann to the IR, the Jets signed former Saints punter Thomas Morstead. The Detroit Lions have reportedly spoken to veteran cornerback Quentin Dunbar, considering they have been looking for options following Jeff Okuda's season-ending Achilles injury. An ESPN report from Adam Schefter links Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy as a potential head coaching candidate for USC. Bieniemy is from Southern California and has told his friends in the past that USC is one of the only college jobs that may interest him. Bieniemy has been a head coaching candidate in the NFL for the past three off seasons, but he has not been able to land a job. The Denver Broncos placed cornerback Ronald Darby on IR with a hamstring injury, so Denver's first-round pick Patrick Surtain now is expected to step into the starting lineup. Remember, Surtain is why Justin Fields is on the Chicago Bears and not the Broncos. And let's finish up the Wednesday update with some kicker news. The Tennessee Titans announced they promoted kicker Randy Bullock to the active roster. And in Zane Gonzalez, he has a job again, signing with the Carolina Panthers off the Lions. practice squad. And that's it for the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff for Wednesday, September 15th. Make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show. It is available for you on all major podcast platforms. And while you're there, please leave us a rating and a review. Stay tuned later today as we turn the page to week two of the NFL season right here on the SB Nation NFL show. As for me, I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll talk tomorrow.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com. Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure, it's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.